This is Dr. Singh. I'm in clinic from Westwood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Claudia, C-L-A-U-T-I-A. Last name is Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S. Date of birth is 1-10-1947. Date of evaluation 11-1-2022. HPI history page complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of ongoing psychosis and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 75 years old female who is familiar to her service. She was last seen by PA on October 13, 2022. Patient is on long-acting paliperidone, 234 milligram IM, Q4 weeks. Common valproic acid 500 milligram BID and risperidone 3 milligram BID. Period, her compliance on medications is poor. Period, during my evaluation, patient was very anxious, agitated, threatening. Period, tried to grab my arm and had to be redirected. Period, she asked me to leave her room and kept on stating, quote, goodbye, unquote. She appears very paranoid, delusional, and out of touch with reality. No meaningful conversation could be held with the patient due to her agitation and potential for being aggressive towards the interviewer. Next paragraph, review of system, no change in body system except as reported above. Next paragraph, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits, and current medication forward from last visit on October 13, 2022. Mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, angry, uncooperative, motor movements normal, gait normal, speech illogical, mood angry, threatening, thought process confused, association loose, thought content, paranoid thinking, delusional, perceptual disturbances, unable to assess, a level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, memory recent appears to be impaired, fond of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, assessment plan, paranoid schizophrenia, F20.0, plans continue, paliperidone, IM, monthly period, decrease risperidone to 3 milligram HS in an attempt to minimize use of two antipsychotics, and moreover, her compliance on oral medication continues to be poor. Number two, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, F25.0, plans continue Depakote as prescribed. Monitor Depakote levels as periodic Depakote levels periodically. And number three, unspecified dementia, severe with other behavioral disturbance, F03.C18. Disposition, continued behavioral interventions, to notify our service for any persistent increase in psychotic symptoms or medication adverse effects. Peer will follow with you. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Procedure code risk benefits, procedure code 99309 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics. Depakote risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, steroid goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.